I still have C. Wood out there, man. I played with him, so I mean, man, it's enjoyable for me to see that man still out there running around, man.
How amazing is it that a guy, what is it, 17 consecutive years? He's doing it 17 years. How can a guy do it for 17 years, Reggie? That's tough, man.
That's a blitz in your body.
Yes.
Yes. For one, and one of the most important things is, hey, thank the man upstairs. I mean, you know, hey, I always thank the man upstairs because of him, I got two of these.
Yeah.
Look at that. Flashing his jewelry at us. I like it. I like it. That sounds good. You know, you get a chance to meet some of these great fans who've been coming year in and year out. Charlie, are you amazed? I bet when they come up to you, a lot of them have a bunch of stories. They remember things you did. You might have forgotten. They might jog your memory and tell you some of the great things they remember you guys doing. Isn't that neat to hear those stories?
Well, you're going to have to jog my memory on a lot of things, man. I've been took a lot of hits upside the head. So, I mean, so when I look at these pictures, yeah, absolutely. So when I look at these pictures, you know, it's nostalgic, and I see that, and then they say, remember this play in Pittsburgh, or remember this play in the snow game. It brings you back to those moments, but I mean, it's nothing like being around the fans right now, man, and still enjoying that moment, because you can still relive those things.
Reggie, I want to ask you about coming into the league, because you're a 12th round draft pick coming into the league. What did you have to prove? And if you're a 12th round, they don't even go 12 rounds now. You get drafted in the 12th round, coming into camp, what were you up against? What did you have to prove in order to make an NFL roster?
Well, I was up against a guy by the name Dave Perry. He was an all-pro, very good football player. The most important thing to me when I got out of college, it was two teams I wanted to play for. One was Pittsburgh Steelers and Oakland Raiders. And when I left Oklahoma, and I knew I was coming to Oakland to play for the Raiders, it wasn't no turning back.
No
turning back. I said, I'm gonna make this team, and I'm gonna be a starter. And we was gonna win the Super Bowl. I didn't think we was gonna win two, but we won it anyway. But I mean, it was a lot of hard work. I mean, you know, you had to work your way up from the bottom to the top. That's the type of person I am. You know, I love to work hard. I love to win. I mean, you know, I'm a winner and always been a winner. You know.
Yeah.
And it came here to a winning program where the expectations were high. Charlie, you came under different circumstances. You've been in the National Football League. You come in 2001. You were one of those pieces that helped get this team over the top or to the next level. Why did you want to be here? What was it about coming to the Raiders that was special?
Oh, man, they already had a team intact. They was championship proven, and I already knew coming over here I could add to the pieces, some pieces to this puzzle, and me knowing the offense already and Napoleon was stepping away, I would fit right in, and I did. And it was exciting, man. I knew they had a defense. I knew Eric Allen already. I knew William Thompson. Eric Allen was my roommate when I was with the Philadelphia Eagles, so I already had relationships with a lot of those men. And talking to him, I was like, yeah, it's a comfortable fit.